I'm Peter Spezia for Games in Time. Here's your video game industry news update for March 15th, 2018. It's one thing to tell the still-growing story of Fortnite, the long-in-development tower defense commercial failure which borrowed Battle Royale elements, turned free-to-play, and is currently one of the most popular games in the world. But Fortnite's history just added an epic new chapter, however, due to a recent broadcast on Twitch. The streamer known as Ninja, who just recently became the first Twitch broadcaster to pass 3 million followers, was able to bring in rapper Drake to his Fortnite gameplay session and Discord voice chat. Following Drake's Twitter promotion, the view count skyrocketed, which brought in rapper Travis Scott and Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster as additional players. By the end of the night, over 607,000 viewers tuned in at once, which was a new Twitch record for concurrent viewers for a single stream, disregarding major esports events. This follows the announcement that Fortnite will be coming to mobile in the coming months, featuring the same gameplay as well as crossplay and cross-progression with its console and PC counterparts. Additionally, Fortnite will host a special Celebrity Pro-Am Party Royale match with 50 celebrities and 50 pro gamers during E3 2018. Microsoft has announced that their E3 2018 plans are their biggest ever, but it's not exactly what you think. Eagle-eyed game enthusiasts noticed a diminished presence from Microsoft on the LA Convention Center floor plan for the show, but this is because Xbox is taking over the aptly named Microsoft Theater across the street in the LA Live complex. This is surely to give more space for public attendees, as the theater will host the Microsoft press conference, Xbox Fan Fest events, and gameplay demo booths. Fun fact, the Microsoft Theater used to be named the Nokia Theater, which is where Nintendo usually hosted their stage-based E3 press conferences. Inside the convention center, Microsoft's show floor presence will promote their streaming platform, Mixer. At the end of the day, this means little for those who watch E3 from home, so we'll see if these big plans mean that there are some big game announcements to match. Those E3 2018 press conference plans are already starting to come together, as Microsoft's show will be on Sunday, June 10th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Bethesda has marked their place for that Sunday as well, but at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Meanwhile, EA has announced that their separate EA Play event is back this year, from June 9th to 11th. So while it's expected that their keynote will kick things off on that Saturday again, this is still unconfirmed, as are Sony, Ubisoft, and Nintendo's plans. Going back to Twitch news, the Amazon-owned game broadcasting site has announced that it will give Twitch Prime members 5 PC games every month to keep, starting today. The 5 games in March are Superhot, Oxenfree, Mr. Shifty, Shadow Tactics, and Candlekeep, Tomb of Annihilation. Highlights from April include SteamWorld Dig 2 and Tales from the Borderlands. A Twitch Prime subscription can be purchased separately or carried over for free from an already existing Amazon Prime account. This is surely an attempt to compete with PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live Gold's monthly free game installments. Let's wrap up with some quick headlines. After days, months, and years of leaks, whether on a subway train or in a website source code, Shadow of the Tomb Raider has been revealed as the conclusion to the Lara Croft reboot trilogy. A full reveal is coming April 27th, and the game launches September 14th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The Witcher's Geralt of Rivia has been confirmed as a guest character in Soul Calibur 6. This follows up CD Projekt Red's speculation that Geralt would make an appearance in another game this year. Soul Calibur 6 is still expected to release in 2018. Ubisoft has announced that The Crew 2 will launch on June 29th, which means that we'll still have to hear about it at E3. Toys R Us will be closing or selling all of its US stores after failing to meet restructuring agreements following September 2017's Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The tragic downfall was precipitated by Toys R Us's parent company saddling the toy store chain with billions of dollars of debt in 2005, thus creating an inability to properly adapt to changing retail markets. And finally, here are your recent notable game releases. Devil May Cry HD Collection is out now on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The Long Reach is out now on PS4, Xbox One, PC, Switch, and Vita. Burnout Paradise Remastered comes to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on Friday, March 16th. And Kirby Star Allies comes to Nintendo Switch on Friday, March 16th. That'll do it for your video game industry news update on Games in Time, brought to you by RhymesWithAsia.com. Find us on iTunes and Google Play to get your podcast fix, where we'll also have short features and longer form discussions. If you could like, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff on YouTube, that would also be greatly appreciated. Send or record questions for topic discussion of the show on social media at Games in Time Pod. I'm at Pete Speakeasy. I'll leave you with Please Listen from this week's Tempo Control game, Ace Attorney, Trials and Tribulations. So with that, I'm Peter Spezia. I'll see you next time.